When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. It's Recovery Sort Of, the podcast where we explore the struggles of life, the challenges of mental health and recovery, and the spaces between. We express our personal views on life here, and this podcast is not meant to replace medical advice or tell anyone the right way to live. This podcast is best used as a place of curiosity and questioning to accompany you on your journey. Be aware there is strong language. Here we go.
It's interesting because I was talking about this same thing kind of with my sponsor the other day. I was showing her my checklist and she got concerned that it was, you know, a productivity thing. And I tried to explain that, like, no, it's, I really tried to keep productivity things off of it. And one of the areas that I can beat myself up on, because I am so good at prioritizing what feels good in the moment, I don't do a great job with, like, keeping my house the way I think it should be. Like, I've really struggled with laundry. Or, you know, she had asked me, she's like, is there anything in your house that you feel like you should do that you just haven't done? And I was like, yeah, laundry. And she's like, no, something that's more like a one-time thing. And I was like, yeah, I have this wreath that fell off my is above my wood stove, and it fell probably close to a year ago, and it's just sitting on the mantle waiting to be hung back up. And I see it and I don't do it. And I have a bunch of things like that. I have a monitor in my living room that has been sitting in my living room for 6 months. It needs to be shipped back to my company, and I just haven't done it. And I'll see these things, but it's like, I don't. It's almost like, for me, like, I'm almost a little bit too good at, like, being like, I don't want to do that, so I'm not going to do it. But then I will, you know. And she was like, well, what's your self-talk when you see that thing? And I'm like, well, I don't feel like I'm like, oh, you're such a piece of shit every time I see this wreath. But on some level, I'm not happy with the fact that I am not good at doing these things that I quote unquote should be doing. And so it's like, finding that balance is really hard, because if I just only do what I want to the extreme, I could see my house getting, like, really unmanageable, which will make me feel bad. I mean, living in, like, just constant clutter and mess is not a good feeling. So it's like, how do I find that balance between, like, I know that it will make me feel better to accomplish this thing, but doing the thing doesn't feel good. That's a hard balance to find.
So I don't know that anybody wants my honest answer, including myself. My truth in Jason's body around a situation like that is the fact that I got programmed to give myself what I want and not what I need. And I can point at a whole lot of things in the world that they can give me to say why I can't get better with that. Like, oh, I'm a depressed guy. I struggle with motivation. That's why I can't get better at giving myself my needs instead of my wants. But the truth is, in my belief, it's just a matter I need to fucking get better at parenting myself from a gentle place, right? I need to be accepting of, okay, this is who I am, the person that's not getting rid of the wreath, but I really want to be the person that gets rid of the wreath.
I don't want to get rid of it. I want to hang it up.
Whatever it is, right? Sorry, I'm fucking the story up. But, like, in my mind, I'm trying to figure out how exactly I want to say what I'm trying to say here. What I feel like I hear a lot, and I struggle with this too, is the ADHD, anxiety, fast-paced lifestyle, not keeping up, right? And I feel like we're all looking for these self-care answers that allow us to do all the things. And I really am a believer that we're not supposed to be able to do 8 billion things or have more than 100 belongings, or, like, we can't keep up with the fucking stuff we own. or the distraction that we have. Because honestly, Caroline, if all of us didn't have TVs or computers or cell phones or smartphones, whatever the fuck we call them now, I'm old, like, and we just sat and stared at a fucking wall all day, you'd have hung that wreath a long fucking time ago.
That's true, yeah. Because so, it's not a matter of I'm too busy. It's right. a matter of there's I'm other things distracted. I'd rather do.
And well, but the distractions, what they do in my mind is they take me away from being in touch with the feelings in my body, because the feelings in my body will say, I want to do it eventually if I just sit there, and then I'll do it. That's how life is supposed to work. And I feel like we've created a fucking dopamine giver in a phone, and my self-care is getting the fuck away from these things personally. Right. I don't think we can live a healthy life that distracted.
That's so fair.
This is way off that, but it's very similar in that I heard something recently that like that's a problem with food nowadays, is that the way it used to be whatever generations ago was you ate whatever food was like local to your area and grew in that region. And so your palate was fairly limited in the amount of like tastes and choices and flavors that you had. Mm-hmm. And then as we've incorporated all these, you know, worldwide chains and flavors. Able to bring in foods from, you know, Europe and right. Asia and, you know, all these different flavors and palates, like now all of a sudden you're overwhelmed by a choice. And so your whole system is just like, oh, I love flavors and choice and more, and it's so
well, it's way more evil than that, because there's food scientists whose job are to develop
hijack those systems. Yeah,
well, exactly.
And,
yeah,
and backing away from some of this as I've been trying to do over a little bit of time now, and watching it happen to me and to people in my family, like not just the food, but the understanding that we've spent billions in advertising to make people less content without the thing they're watching. And like watching everybody in my family get sucked into, we walk into a store for one thing and shit just looks nice and it's on sale and we got some money, and because we're not really buying a lot of shit. And it's just like, holy fuck. Scroll social media, scroll through your emails. All of a sudden you want to take a fucking trip or a vacation or buy a product or... This shit is, yeah. Again, we are way off the self-care topic, kind of, but like in my mind, getting that shit away from me is a huge part of my self-care, because the more I slow down, the more I sit out in the morning and I watch the sunrise and I'm fucking content listening to the birds or watching the ant.
You still do that when it's this cold?
I got pictures from almost every day the last few weeks, because I just, that is my morning time, man. It's quiet. The birds start chirping.
Yeah, and there are some things, though, we can do to I hate to say set up self-care to be easier, but it's like, you know, if, because I think about this a lot lately, I'm like, I think we should start shopping at like local produce stands, you know, local stuff, get our, and that by default would help eliminate some of those choices and get back to more healthy eating and make a lot of those things easier versus going to the grocery store and buying that full menagerie of fucking ice creams and cereal and all that other stuff and having it in the house.
right.
You know, so I can set myself up for better self-care practices, you know, by some of my behaviors.
Yeah. And I think taking more and more space, each of us, we have this dire need, like I said, to fill every fucking spare 22 minutes we get. Like, think about it. When's the last time you got 22 minutes before your next thing and you thought, I'm just going to sit here with myself? We always distract.
Sit here with my phone.
Phone, television. We're going to do something with that time. We're going to watch an episode, right? And this is the thing that I think is disconnecting us from the actual self-care, because what we're giving ourselves is little hits of distraction and relief instead of the long and enduring positive feeling that we could get from doing the self-care in that moment, as opposed to the little relieving action. And I don't know how to convince people that that's better.
Hmm. Oh, I mean, I think that you helped me connect some points.
Okay.
For sure, pointing out the, you know, my phone does this thing where every week it tells me how much time, more or less than the prior week, I spent on my phone. And I'm like, I don't give a shit. I don't care how much time I spend on my phone
each
week.
It's not taken away from anything.
Exactly, because I don't have kids. Exactly. I don't have kids I should be paying attention to. I don't have a spouse I should be paying attention to.
I say the same shit when they're not around, Caroline. I say the same shit to myself.
It's my time.
Yeah. I got nothing else to do. I like reading science articles.
Right.
It's fun.
If I want to spend the time on my phone, and it's surprising, actually, that I haven't turned it off. I think it's because it doesn't happen often enough that it becomes annoying, but I see it, and I'm like, I don't care.
You know the person that is around that we're totally fucking ignoring when we're on our phone?
You're going to say you.
Yeah. We're distracted and ignoring us just like all our friends do when they're on their phones.
But I never connected the dot between I'm not hanging this wreath up because I'm wasting time on my phone or watching TV. It's mostly my phone. Playing games on my phone or scrolling social media or reading articles or shopping this time of year. I feel like shopping is hard.
And part of that stuff, and maybe this is a justification back to self-care, but part of that is why, in our previous episode where we talked about emails and all that shit, it's a weekend. I don't look at my fucking email till Monday, and I don't prioritize that stuff as oh my God, this is so important. Mm-hmm. That's a really low, if you're emailing me or texting me, that's usually a really low priority of a communication.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's fair or not, but that's the way I address that stuff in my life. And I don't get we talked about this on an episode with technology. It. I don't get any notifications on my phone at all, except for texts and phone calls and messages. That's it. Nothing else notifies me about shit.
So, I'm the same.
So you shared that with us.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Billy shared this with us before, and it helped me because since then I have done more with limiting my notifications on my phone for sure. All the bullshit apps aren't notifying me. I get notifications, I think, mostly around things I want to know. There's definitely some room for me to make some more changes. Let me say that, right? But thank you, because you helped me with that. And I actually, there's a guy I work with right now who does the same thing. He's really locked down on it. And it's another reminder and a thing that's spurring me on to make those other changes. It's why?
Yeah, and even social media, I can't fuck around with it. Whether I place a judgment on whether it's good, bad, healthy, or unhealthy, whatever. None of that matters. I can't fuck around with it because I get too lost and it takes up too much time.
Yeah.
And even now, even for a while, I was Instagram is just pictures. I can roll through. But now I'm getting to a place with that. I'm all of a sudden, I got a couple minutes. I'm going to fuck around on Instagram. I think it might be time for that to go, because even that's energy that I feel could be better used somewhere else.
I have the ability to interact with social media as a poster only and never opening them for any other reason. And that works for me. But I can't scroll them healthy. I can't. I'll be lost on there. I'll get into one, and it happens from time to time. I'll start checking one more frequently, and I catch myself, and I'm like, what am I doing reading this shit that I don't care about again? And,
and
this is what I see with me and my family members since stepping back, is that all of us have a good intention generally. We're pulling our phone out to order that gift we just talked about for our daughter, or we're pulling our phone out to take care of that little quick thing we needed to tend to, or our friend's message they sent us, and then 16 minutes later, we've done 84 mindless things because of all the notifications and things we do on it and the habits we've built around it.
Well, let me ask a question then, because, we think of this phones, technology, social media. Oh, that's only 15 to 20 years old.
Facebook's
only 15 years old. Well, no, what were all those distractions before that? Because they were there.
TV.
They
radio?
Were there. There was TV. There was radio. There was, YouTube was starting to get more popular when you're talking about this. But what you're talking about, this shift into us being more mindless and faceless and stressed and less in a regulated nervous system and less still time with people, I think is exactly what you're looking at with the political climate and everybody fucking hating everybody. And I was driving yesterday. I went and had breakfast with my buddy, and I was driving home, and just in the first 5 minutes leaving his house, I literally witnessed two people losing their motherfucking minds in traffic around situations that either nobody could do anything about or that they had caused themselves. And it was holy fuck, more and more people are just going to get shot. Like, that's all my only take on the world is I just want to stay the fuck home because this, yeah, I think what you're talking about is us witnessing.
So you just think it's been slowly getting worse and worse over time. Like, so yes. I guess I was thinking from a perspective of it's always been equally as bad. It's just been different things that come in and distract. But you're saying you feel like it's actually gotten worse.
Well, we talk about it. Like, there's this point in history, like everybody was mad that their kids were reading books because they weren't out there farming and doing the farm work and shit. And like, it was just a distraction and a waste of your life. And we look at books as like the great educators now, right? But like, then TV was looked at like that, then this, then that. I think it's all been working, but up until recently, none of them were so good that they stopped us from ever wanting the other ones, right? Like, TV was cool, watching a movie was cool, but if you do that enough, usually you get a pull to go outside, to go see somebody, to go take a walk, like, but I don't think that happens with the always plugged in phone in the pocket. Like, before it was, I'm going to go get on the internet. And there was a way to get off of it.
Right.
And we're never off of it anymore. And I think that has been the game changer. The fact that we don't have a place to say, okay, I'm done with this. I got to go get the rest of life now. And yeah, I think that's what we're seeing is it's going to get progressively angrier, less mindful, more people just shouting at each other and less understanding, less compassionate because we're all less in our own body to understand our own emotions.
Yeah. Because, I mean, in the play a little bit of devil's advocate on the technology part, like the reason we know so much about self-care and meditation and all these different things are because this information is so available now. And it did used to be a lot harder to get. Like 20 years ago, think about trying to talk to somebody about meditation in Cecil County. Like, who the fuck are you going to go talk to? You got to go find some shaman somewhere that doesn't exist in the county. Like, you know what I mean?
Fly to Budapest.
Who are you going to go find? And now you can read 20 articles in 15 minutes and, you know, find that information or download three apps that you can experiment with that are going to give you these different things. So in some ways, these things are good, but then in other ways, they're terrible. And I guess, is it just utilization or is it really just the technology is fucking us?
Well, I think my counterpoint to your point, which is a good point, is that the information is so readily available because so many fucking people need it now, right? Whereas 20 years ago, when we could unplug and we had ways to unplug, we had the connection piece that kept us caring for ourselves enough that we didn't lose it in the first place. And that's why there's so many 20 people talking about meditation, because all of us are feeling so bad. My take on it, I mean, I don't know. But yeah, anything is what you make of it, right? If I only go on the internet to search up answers to things that help me, like, play the Monopoly game with my family in a way that feels good, or recipes so I can cook for my family, and the rest of the time I don't use it, well, the internet's not a bad thing.
Right. And I only say that because if you get yourself into a mind space that, like, well, the only way I'm going to save myself is to sell everything and move out into woods and not have any technology and all that stuff, that can feel a little hopeless, because that's a pretty daunting task for most people to even think about.
Yeah,
but it's like, no, there are some things we can do now to limit our exposure and to not get sucked into these things. It just takes a little bit of awareness.
Well, and from that self-care place, I don't want to parent myself in a way that's like, oh, fuck you, you've been on your phone 3 hours today, you piece of shit, right? I want to say, wow, what's happening in your life that you feel the need to be on the phone for 3 hours? It must be pretty big, and maybe I want to be here with me while I go through that pretty big thing.
And like Caroline said, I start to look at it in my own head as like, oh, they're engineering this shit this way. Like,
they
they
are.
It's almost like a in my frame of mind, like, it's almost like a game, and am I letting them win or am I fucking trying to take back my shit and win?
And for what you said, my intention at this moment is not to live on the side of a fucking mountain with nothing. Like, that's not my goal. My goal is to, like, I need to back away and remember that my goal is to use these again as tools that I keep outside of me, and as long as they're working like that, that's wonderful.
Right.
But when I'm not feeling good and I'm not getting the connection I'm looking for and I'm not hanging my fucking wreath, maybe I need to reevaluate my relationship with it to find one that feels better.
Right.
It's not about doing anything that feels bad for me necessarily, right? It's about reevaluating what I think feels good.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard though when I think the first step of that battle is convincing yourself that putting the phone down is going to feel better. Because when I think about, okay, do I want to prioritize being off my phone more now based on this conversation? In theory, yes.
Right.
But in the moment, when I get home from recording today and I get a choice between laying on my couch and looking at my phone or laying on my couch and not looking at my phone, I'm going to pick the phone up.
So why don't you start small? Why don't you start with every hour, I want to give myself like 10 minutes of non-technology, just being with Caroline time. Maybe I'll use that to make a tea. Maybe I take myself to the bathroom, whatever the fuck. I'll just do it without my phone for 10 minutes an hour. Start there. Like, don't.
Or like for me, it started with, I'm just going to look at this report that I get, because I get a report every Sunday. It pops up. This is your hours for the week that you were on your phone. It lays out all 5 days. It has its little bar graph. And I don't necessarily change any behaviors around that, at least not intentionally at the moment. But I'll notice like, oh, some days it's fucking way up here. And I'll be like, oh, what was going on that day? Like, and just awareness of thinking like, oh, I spent 4 hours on my phone that day. Like, that feels like a lot.
maybe even a different boundary, maybe like a daily boundary, like thinking in a calm moment, I think, okay, I work 8 hours. I have from this time to this time at home by myself after work, 6 hours. I don't want to spend more than 4 hours of that mindless. So that's my limit. I'll set my phone to like remind me at 4 hours of usage, because I think they all do that now, or they shut off. And and maybe on the weekends, that's longer. But like, maybe there's some way for you that feels like a good starting point. We're always trying to head first in, like, yeah, man, lovingly, 1%.
Well, like say, just awareness and making sure that I'm living the way I want to live intentionally. Like, maybe 4 hours a day is okay on my phone, and I'm okay with that. But if I'm just doing it and not even recognizing it, and all of a sudden being like, oh, shit, that's 4 hours. Like, for me, just personally, it's 2 hours. Like, I look at my thing for the week, and if there's any days I'm over 2 hours on my phone, I'm like, oh, that feels like a lot, and I want to try to watch that. Right, you know, that's as much time as I want to give to that piece of equipment.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm nodding right along. I will say the days, I know if I look at that report, which I never do, I always just ignore it. But I know if I look at that report, the days where I'm on my phone a lot, it's because I didn't have a lot of other things. Like yesterday, I had 2 dates and took the dogs on a hike and hung out with friends in the evening. So like, I probably was not on my phone barely at all yesterday because I was too busy doing other things.
I want to pull them out and look now. I'm curious. And I have no idea what I did yesterday.
I don't, like say, I don't necessarily change behaviors over it. It's just being aware. Like, just like, okay, what am I doing here?
Yeah, I think another part might be too, like trying to reprogram and understanding, at least from my basis in Jason's body, the idea that I was programmed originally makes me really understand the idea that I can reprogram. Like, there's the ability to make this change. It's just something my parents gave me because that's what they did. And I can just figure out a way to undo that motherfucker and give me something better, right? Like, that is this, like, gentle parenting I'm trying to do. And for me, it's, okay, so if I was starting this process today, it would feel like, ah, fuck, I'm dreading that 10 minutes of the hour. I got to put my phone down because I'm enjoying it, right? And I got to make that thought of dread that comes up around putting it down be the thing that sets off the alarm and reminds me to be the loving parent and go, oh, but there's also the other piece where I'm like actively going to spend 10 minutes with myself and love me. And that's kind of cool. So it is part of this reprogramming and making one thing trigger another thing, right? I remember somebody telling me a long time ago, if you have the thought to go get high or to go use, if you can make that thought be the thing that reminds you that you haven't prayed today, it'll never be a problem again. And I was like, fuck, that's so basic and so true. But yeah, we need to have that. We need that other voice to come in and say, that's half the story. Here's the other half, you know? Yes, it is scary to put my phone down, but also I love me, and that's great. So yeah, maybe if the goal or intention of yours has been trying to have better self-care in your life, and what you have been finding or stumbling into is this idea of not knowing how to or where it goes or what it looks like, and it feels maybe out of touch with your own self or your body, maybe that is the place to just start, is like looking at, where is my stillness hygiene. Like, where do I put boundaries around having some time to sit, whether that's actively called a meditation or just, you know, time to sit still for a minute without distraction. Maybe that's a good place to start looking.
Right. Or does this behavior feel good? Does it make me internally feel good? Like, do I feel good when I think about it? Like, when I think about, oh, I spent X amount of hours a week on my phone. Like, do I feel good about that? Or does that feel like, ugh?
Well, and one of the ways just I had to notice it was like, so I would play Rocket League on Xbox, right? And weekends where I go into the weekend and I play it where it fits in and get a few games in here, a few games in there, half hour, whatever. That's beautiful. I go to bed feeling good about myself, right? And the reality for me is I had to pay attention. And when I get on that motherfucker and I don't have nothing to do and I'm on it for quite a few hours and then I take a short break and then I'm back on it for quite a few hours, I feel like shit about myself Monday morning when I feel like I didn't have a weekend. So that's for me. I don't know what questions get you to that place or what observations.
Well, I just was thinking more, even looking at that stuff with exercise, diet, these other self-care things, meetings, like, you know, or whatever, you know, therapy, like, are these, do I feel good about these things when I think about them? Do I feel like, you know, I have the right amount of these things in my life?
Yeah.
And being able to sort of find that balance of what makes us feel good on the inside with it.
Another question that I ask myself is like, when, where, what portion of time am I allowed to have time for me? Because I think pre, like, really looking into this self-care idea, generally every moment was a moment I was supposed to be doing something to be something for somebody or some image in my head I thought I had to meet. And there was no consideration of like, oh, this is the allowable amount of time I'm allowed to ask for in my week to do whatever the fuck I want. Take a nap, fucking jerk off, anything. Like, if I'm not asking myself that question, that's a good starting point too.
Yeah, for me, I mean, that is not so much of a consideration because I have so much free time and so little of it is really owed to anyone else.
So jealous.
But I think for me, like when I was thinking about like what are the things that I really want to focus on in this present moment, in this time, it was, well, what are the things I'm looking to achieve and what feels good? And so my list of self-care items was really around like, I want to take some time to heal and get better. And so here's the things that are going to help me with that. And I want to stay active and maybe lose some weight. And so here's, and get stronger. And so here's the things that are going to help me with that. And, you know, I just want to be taking care of myself. And so I came up with a list kind of based on, I think, you know, a lot of that stuff was stuff I probably could have reeled off pretty quickly, but having it all in one place is so helpful, you know?
Right.
Just as like a, because even there'll be times where it's like, well, what should I do today? And then I can look at my list and be like, oh, okay, maybe I can find some time to do this thing or that thing, you know?
I suggest to people when they're calm or at any point in time, and we could even do it in session together, we come up with a list of ideas to try out for when they don't feel well. Because when you're in a dysregulated moment, you don't really have the brain to figure all this shit out, right? Like, so we come up with a list of ideas. Hey, maybe there's lay down. Maybe there's do breathing. Maybe there's lay down and meditate. Maybe there's guided meditation. Maybe there's have a hot tea. Maybe there's sit down and wrap up in a blanket. Like, all these things. Maybe it's ask your person for a hug. Like, and then when it's like, look, try them. When you can catch yourself in that dysregulated moment, just try any of these on that list. And I think sometimes having that list from the calm moment is good for us for self-care, just to have a thing to look at and say, what can I try? And cross off the shit that don't work, try the ones that do and do them again. And, you know, that's like, in my mind, that's what this is about. It's turning the attention away from the thing I do to take me away from myself to back actually looking at me and caring about myself. What does that hurt person in there need right now? So I don't know. With that, I guess keep taking care of yourself and try to take care of others. And we'll see you next week. Have you found that listening to the Recovery Sort Of podcast has helped you in your day-to-day journey? Please share the message of compassion and well-being with the loved ones in your life. Connect with us more at recoverysortof.com, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, YouTube, and other social media spaces. And have a great week.